With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security's Inspector General opening an investigation of the Secret Service's handling of security for former President Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. That's where Mr. Trump was shot and wounded by a gunman who accessed a rooftop only about 130 yards from where the former president was speaking. The spotlight was on unity and law and order on night two of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Vivek Ramaswamy among those rallying behind former President Trump.
If you want to seal the border, vote Trump. If you want to restore law and order in this country, vote Trump. If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump. If you want to revive national pride in this country, vote Trump. If you want to make America great again, vote Trump.
Which is apparently what Nikki Haley plans on doing. The former Trump rival endorsed Mr. Trump last night. Make America safe again, the theme of day two of the convention. Delegates heard from those who lost loved ones to vicious crimes allegedly committed by illegal aliens. Meanwhile, outside the convention site,
police officers shot and killed a man witnesses say was acting in a threatening manner just outside the secure perimeter around Fiserv Arena just hours before the day two activities were set to get underway. The man was shot while walking across a street near a homeless encampment where he lived. Witnesses say the man had at least two knives and had thrown one at the officers. An investigation is underway. Bob Agnew reporting from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, mums the word from the White House on reports that President Biden is preparing to propose significant changes in the Supreme Court, including term limits and an ethics code. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points. This is SRN News. Christians do not want AI in their churches.
A new poll from the Barna Group reveals that strong majorities of believers think that artificial intelligence is inferior to human beings when it comes to important aspects of religious life. 86% don't want AI performing spiritual counseling. About two-thirds of respondents also think their pastor should avoid AI when developing and writing his sermons. Christians are more open to AI helping with things like financial planning. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law barring school districts from passing policies requiring schools to notify parents if their child asks to live as the opposite sex in class. The law bans rules requiring school staff to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. Opponents say parents have the prime responsibility for their children's health and well-being. This is SRN News. Tragedy on the waters in Oregon.
Naomi Pomeroy, who helped put Portland, Oregon on the map as a culinary destination, drowned Saturday evening after the group she was tubing with got caught on an exposed snag in the water. Pomeroy was pulled under the water and trapped by a paddleboard leash that was attached to her. The group had tied their inner tubes and paddleboard together. The Oregon State Marine Board says that there has been an emerging trend in recent years of people dying due to the leash on their stand-up paddleboard getting tangled in brush or other debris in rivers. Pomeroy rose to prominence in the Portland food scene after opening the restaurant Beast in 2007. Pomeroy was 49. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, the American League beat the National League by a score of 5-3 for its 10th win in the past 11 Major League Baseball All-Star games. More details at SRNnews.com.